This is Dr. Petrikov at Absolute Colonoscopy with Rupert Virginia and Smith. The birth is 4/22/1937. Indication for person is C. colon polyp. History of duodenal polyp, which was somebody with tubular vessel, high-grade dysplasia in 2020. She has EMR done at the CIE in Advent Health. Follow-up endoscopy done in 2021, which was negative. She's coming here follow-up of that endoscopy, the duodenal polyp. She also has a GERD. Person is called upon. Solution of date of birth is 4/22/1957. Solution of Mexico is in essence one. Patient turned on KY jelly bladder, C scope of rectum, and recently the clinical spirofluxure based on single dot fixture. Fair to radical prep, coming out of elliptical valve, a flat polyp noted in the elliptical valve, remove the hot port, no port, polyps in bleeding. Coming out of the left side, diverticulosis noted, tortuous segment cone, scope of rectum, and solution is grade 2, grade 3, total hammer, and oblique, and also pressure reference with complication. Finding number one, grade A esophagitis, number two, distal esophagitis, all sorts of superficial bacteria, cellular, number three, mortis and honey, number four, mouse body erosive gastritis, bacteria and fire, number five, thickening fold of the duodenal fold in the duodenal bulb, junction of duodenal bulb, and the first question, duodenum noted again, bacteria, the question is, could this be recurrence of the tubular sarcoma? And number six was colonoscopy of Zika, number seven, peritoneal prep, number eight, elliptical valve polyp. 5 millimeter size noted with the heart, remove the heart force, but there's no post pulse bleeding. Number 9, left side diverticulosis. Number 8, torture, sigma colon. Number 9, 10 was grade 2, grade 3, don't have an operative recognition. Away for the duodenal thickness biopsy, where the biopsy comes negative. I would still recommend have endoscopic ultrasound for the evaluation of the duodenal bulb thickness because of the patient with history tubular adenoma with a high-grade dysplasia, which was removed in 2020. So I still want to have endoscopic ultrasound done even if the biopsy comes negative this time. Number two, away from the strong biopsy because of polyphyllic bacteriology to surgical therapy. Number three, I'm going to start the patient on away from the esophageal ulcer biopsy. As soon as the patient is going to go have endoscopic ultrasound, they can evaluate this esophageal ulcer also at a time of the endoscopic ultrasound evaluation. Recommend patient have protonics, 40 milligrams per day, and cataract 1 gram TID. if all these biopsy esophagus and scalp ulcers come negative, then recommendation repeat upper endoscopy in 3 years follow with esophageal ulcer. Recommend upper endoscopy is repeated endoscopy in 3 months follow with esophageal ulcer.